Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode.
Buckle up and chill.
Hope you enjoy
that show. Can't believe it's all like that. I've been passing over that dude. I've been waiting all day for that
podcast.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Buckle Up and Chill. The chill is back, and I think the weather agrees. A little wee bit nipply here, and I saw some snowflakes in Minnesota where the Tigers are playing right now.
Yeah.
And I really hope the weather is a little bit better for next week's draft, because we are all going down.
Absolutely.
Eddie is too. You guys are going together?
Yeah, we're going together, and you're going to meet us down there, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going with my brothers on Friday night.
Friday night.
Hey, right. McPhee will be there Thursday. You guys say what up to him for me. Well, try to get an interview with him, promote the show.
I'll tell you what, though. You'll have to meet. You know, hit us up. We'll meet up, and we'll hang out.
Are you guys staying down there?
We'll be down there all day. We'll start early morning, be down there, and till it's over, right? And then head back, right? That's what we're doing.
We'll see about heading back. Depends what's going on after. I think right when the draft is over is when the real fun begins. We're not going down there early morning. We're down there at 1 o'clock, but still pretty early. The actual draft doesn't start till 7 o'clock.
So I was thinking Sunday and then hit the Tigers game after, which is at 6, but or no, Saturday, I mean, but that is just too long of a day.
If you're saying that, maybe
a lot of $12 beers.
Maybe that's something we plan together if you're trying to hit the Tigers game.
No, I'm not doing it. I just, that day's too long because it starts at noon, Tigers game at 6.
And that part of the draft is so boring.
Yes.
So boring.
Who do you think the Lions are taking in the sixth round?
Did you just say sixth round?
Yeah. All right, really?
We're talking about day three. So.
Really?
See, that's why
my thing, I don't like to watch it there. I still know most of the players that get drafted. I tell people this all the time. It's not that hard to know. Only the very best college players get drafted, even in the fourth, fifth, sixth round, as long as they're not from a super small school. But it's still boring. But I like to read it, you know. You see a guy out here, I remember that linebacker from Missouri. He had 3 sacks against Texas A&M. I was watching that game. I watch an unhealthy amount of college football, so that's what always happens for me on day three.
Yeah, you know him unless Bill Belichick drafts him. It's usually random.
I mean, we all trust Brett Holmes, right? I mean, and even the first, second, third round, don't look at names. People out there, don't look at the names.
Especially at 29.
Trust Brett Holmes. Look at positions. If you really want to nitpick, that's the only thing you can really do. And really, we could use anything, any position. So there's really nothing to be upset about.
If you're talking strictly first round.
What position would you be upset with it in first round?
Do you really want me to say that?
Yeah.
The quarterback?
Okay, we're not taking a
tight end.
Well, okay. You asked. I mean,
we're not taking tight end. Right,
that was the assumed position.
I think those are obvious.
Safety.
Okay, that could be.
Defensive tackle.
I mean.
I just think of places where we're solidified. I mean, I could live with a receiver. A tackle? How about an offensive tackle?
I think offensive lineman you should be okay with.
I think, I've said this already, I want a guard in the first round or second round. I need a new guard. I need just depth pieces for the offensive line. I can't live without it.
Right, you can't let that fall apart.
No, it could.
If someone goes down, you want a replacement, right?
Everything is going to depend on, we know Sewell's here for forever. Is Frank Ragnow's body, he's made enough money now that he's already got banked in the bank. Who's going to put their body through that to keep doing that? He has a whole life to live.
But he's a country boy, and he already showed that he's a dog, and he's going to play through, those
minor
things.
Yeah, but at a certain point, there comes a time where you're like, I might not be able to walk hardly at all or very slowly when I'm in my 50s or 40s. That's a thing. What about with your grandkids? Your own fucking kids. He's, 28. Yeah. His own fucking kids.
He's not even 28, is he?
Yeah, he might be younger. Whatever. You get my gist, though.
Still, yeah.
It's not about fighting through it. I'm sure he can fight through it in his 20s, but it's, are you going to, and I have an old school example, quick one. Kevin McHale, if you don't know if you remember him from the Celtics in the 80s, he was the second best player on the Celtics besides Larry Bird.
Only you.
Anyways, He played through for 2 years, a hairline fractured foot, and now he walks like a fucking pigeon dude in his 50s and 60s. Yeah. And he, you know what he says? And then something I just think about, he says, I'm a dumbass for valuing that. I should have missed a season and should have got myself right because I had a whole life to live and I wasn't thinking about the NBA, or thinking beyond the NBA finals or something. And I'm sure when you have the amount of money, right? And they didn't make that much money then, so they had to kind of keep playing. Ragnow has got more money than he could ever need already.
Was he a big man?
Yeah, yeah, he was
like, I remember. So that's a great comparison because Ragnow and his weight, and it's his toes.
And it's his feet. It's his toes. His toe and his fucking knee has been hurt 97 times.
Just so hard to tell him that in the moment. But I think, like you said, the money is way better now. So I think it could be easier now.
Now you've made, he's made enough to live. It was different then.
But you made a great point, though, because I think that actually makes us want to take a –
Interior offensive lineman.
First round.
Early.
Yeah.
Someone who can play both positions, and he can slide from either guard spot to center as a depth piece for this year at least.
Uh-huh.
And then if somehow – you got – what they got Glasgow for 3 more years, right? That was what they signed him, right? Yeah, 3 years.
I'll 20. Trust you.
So yeah. I believe it was 3 years 20. And so he – if Ragnow somehow left after this year, that'd be your center. But that's why then who fills that guard spot? That's why I want interior offensive lineman, well, first or second round.
That's the best part about our offensive line because it's plug and play. Because if we
Wenzel Perez, is that gone? Get out.
Is that his first one?
Yeah. Yes. All right. It? Yeah. No, that's over the thing.
No, was it? What the hell? We got triple though.
Long at, oh, there
what
it
the
is.
Hell?
Yeah, 3 years, 20 million. You were right.
What'd you just do?
What happened?
I don't know.
Hit my thing. Triple.
Triple.
So that's a home run there. Sorry, I watched
it. No, but the best part about our offensive line, we have such great players on that line that it's easier to plug and play, right? Like, because even a rookie will thrive around.
Well, Dak is gone too after this year. They're not going to re-sign him.
Yeah, so
he'll go to a new team in 2 years.
So why would you be upset about a tackle then?
That early, I don't think you need one yet. I think you'll, because you're going to move Sewell over to left after you pay him.
Yeah.
I just think next year that's the time. Yo, if they want to take a tackle and whatever, I'd be okay with that.
Right.
Just I'm not picky what they take. Mm-hmm. I really am not. Oh, another position you'll never take is running back, by the way.
Another thing they covet, though, is they covet guys that are versatile, that can play multiple spots.
I know. I think that's like, overblown, though. I think every
GM
in every single sport says that. But I swear to God.
I know, but it's
just one of
it's
those
shown, though, speak. With their picks, though, because look at Branch. Branch was able to play wherever they needed him, and he ended up in the slot.
It's a good example, no doubt.
You know, it's not just him. It's other guys they do that with. Even the guys they sign, it's versatile guys that can move in and out of spots.
Is DJ Reader versatile? No.
He's an inside
he's
guy.
Solidified
he's
one
an
position,
inside guy, though.
But one position. No,
but that's a great signing, though,
yeah.
So I'm not even going
to No, it's because McNeil, I don't even know, every team calls different, but the guy next to the actual nose tackle, that's what McNeil's better at, so now he'll thrive off that. I love the Reader signing. Biggest position need, I think, is obvious, right? It's a corner.
It's a corner.
I think it's pretty obvious. Do you guys think they jumped the gun on Cam Sutton a little bit? It's only a misdemeanor. I feel like in the middle of the season, someone's going to sign him for nothing.
I think the way it all played out, that's kind of what they had to do.
I agree.
If he didn't run and everything, yeah, it would have been fine. But
no, the way he handled it, I think they made the right decision. Because you can't trust a guy like that. Why did it was a dumb decision on his part.
Well, you still got to have that as a black stain on Brad Holmes' resume then, correct?
Do we still have Gilmore?
Didn't work out.
I know, but is Gilmore still out there? Is there still veteran corners?
Why would I care if we still have Stephen Gilmore? He's ass. He's never been anything better than a fourth corner his whole life. People mention
Gilmore?
Yeah.
No.
The one we have.
No, I'm not talking about the one we have.
The free agent.
Because it's still an option after
Why
the draft. Because
you keep doing it to me.
You keep turning on my fucking.
Oh, that's what you just did to mine.
You guys stop picking on each other.
But I'm not.
You guys are like brothers.
Well, duh.
People have said that before.
I'm the stepchild.
Yeah, you are. You're a bastard.
I am the bastard.
Sleep below the stairs.
Gary Carpenter again.
Nice.
The only good hitter we've had all year.
3 for 3 on the day.
Yeah, the only. Literally, let's go in the Tigers real quick.
Yeah, perfect.
Did you notice they put him.
And it's another fucking piece of shit RBI. This is what they've lived on. And I'm gonna. And I. disagree. Sometimes I'll like bring up our local radio station because they do the same thing we do here. At the beginning, Lenny's been saying that all year, and at
Tough question. Yeah, very much so.
I disagree, but man, the last 10 games, it's pretty hard to disagree now that this stuff like that, it can't keep up.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to sustain it.
I can't. And they're still only 10-9, hopefully 11-9 after this, but...
Well, yeah, baseball's so, you know, it's all analytics. Like, eventually it's good, you know, water's going to fight its level. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, eventually... The fact that, you know, what matters, the exit velocity, the launch angle, eventually when those numbers aren't adding up, either are the wins. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. We're not going to be able to sustain that being above 500 when we can't, when Torque doesn't have a single home run on the season. Parker Meadows batting below 100.
Oh, dude, I mean, it's like 50%. It's like a point.
Baez isn't even batting 200, and I feel like he's 5%. Doing good.
Yeah.
100 is 10%. You get hits 1 out of 10 times.
Awful. But did you guys notice?
There's Torque, hit it hard.
There we go, down. All right.
He's starting to look better. But
who?
But back to Carpenter. Torque.
No, he hasn't started to look better.
Last few games, he's been hitting gaps. He's getting his hits. Let me go to Carpenter, though, because you guys didn't let me get to this. So, do you guys not notice how much the lineup changes game to game? After Carpenter had a good game against the Mets, I think it was the third game of the series, they ended up putting him in that third spot for the fourth game. He's playing with that lineup so much, he's still...
Well, I know why they moved O'Kerry Carpenter. He's the only consistent hitter they have in the team. You got to make sure he gets an at-bat in the first inning. He was hitting fourth for most of the time. Torque was hitting third.
Absolutely.
But he's been the only good hitter we've had, which is shocking. But... that's the only positive I've gotten out of the lineup, really, out of the young hitters. Riley Green's been shit. Torque's been shit. Colt Keith has been not good. Like, everyone thinks he's doing... they see if he's got 12 hits on the season. He's batting 200. He's got 11 singles and one double. Okay, he's... he's a rookie, so I don't really care. But Kerry Carpenter, out of all people, thank God, with no protection at all, has been good. Very good. And his hit for power.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. No one that scares me. I think we talked about that the last episode we were here. Like, no one to protect anyone in this lineup. Who are you scared of? No one.
They won't hesitate to put that lefty in against him either. So, like...
no, and he's so not good against lefties that...
wow, what a terrible bunch.
We put Verling in for a pinch hitter for him in one game.
Yeah,
it worked, right?
It worked. Well, it blew.
And that's fine. And that's fine. In that situation, I get it, that particular situation. But that also tells me that Kerry Carpenter is not this end-all, be-all DH hitter for the next 8 years if he can't go against lefties.
I'm sorry.
Like they don't even start him sometimes when it's left-handed. I'm not hating on him because he has done well with no protection, like we said, which is incredible.
But wouldn't you say, though, going to our division, wouldn't you say the Twins would have been number one? Like, sure. You think they would be the top dog in our division?
Oh, they've had injury problems already.
They've looked horrible. And the Indians are stepping up, and they got, I think, one of the best records in MLB.
The Royals, our offense looks good.
You're going to get canceled for that, Eddie. You can't say the Indians anymore.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
The Guardians.
But it shows how bad our division is and that we didn't make moves over the offseason. It hurts even more with the fact that... we could be making ground in this division and make the playoffs.
I gotta say some of that and agreeing with you. Here's what's funny to me. Our two big signings were both pitchers, which was technically the strength of our team, right?
Yeah.
And everyone and their brother knew how bad our lineup was last year. And we added nothing to it, really. Mark Canha and Gio Urshela, And Canha's actually done pretty well, but...
real quick,
he's like a power hitter.
You go off of this. All our draft picks, our top ones, like our major ones, they've been pitchers. Torkelson was one that we took in the first round.
First overall.
But other than that, it's been pitching, and we've been focusing on pitching. And why are we going to free agency then and picking up pitchers when we have guys coming up that need to prove themselves? That doesn't make sense. When we need hitting, too. We need that veteran bat to pick up the lineup. But we didn't make any moves to fix that lineup. No, we went towards pitching. which we really should have looked at our younger guys to see what they really can do.
Well, the only really young guy that's not up is
Manning.
They've stopped with the pitchers now, though. Joe doesn't really count yet. He's not coming up.
But Manning came up and proved himself he should be up here. Then we got Maeda pitching every 5 games, and
what's he showing?
Yeah, I agree. It's early.
He does this every freaking year. The last 6 years, he's had an ERA over 5 in April, and then he's always around 3, 3.5 the rest of the year.
No.
And if he sucks in May, I will get rid of that opinion real quick. If his first two starts in May, if they both suck, you won't hear that out of my mouth again.
Short leash in May.
But we got all these young pitchers. Our focus was in free agency was pitching. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Why did we do that? Why didn't we?
Little short-term deals. I just think there was no focus in free agency, period, like at all. There really wasn't anything.
They didn't even try. You're right. Oh, I get it.
That is the thing.
They didn't try.
And I said before, and I don't care. I feel passionate about it. I watch all the games, been a fan. I know we all do, fans since you're little kids, right? I'm offended as a fan.
I'll watch it.
I'm literally offended. Like, when are you going to give me, like, a real product? Or I can understand if the young guys were crazy productive already and you want to ride them out, but there's plenty of spots where we could give out at-bats. And how long am I going to watch Parker Meadows get one hit out of every 25 at-bats?
Oh, my God. His defense.
Yeah.
How much can his defense really make up for that, though?
He can't. Like, especially when you already have a spot at shortstop have to suffer in the lineup for.
We talked about this, though.
No, I mean, that's it. But, I mean, also, Eddie, Royals looking good so far, but it's way early. But still.
Oh, they're younger than we are.
They're really young.
It always irks me that they got the job done. They won a World Series as we were supposed to be a powerhouse.
We own them.
It seemed like they were always in last. And then out of nowhere, they come up with Lorenzo Cain. And I think when Perez was a young spring chicken.
Osmer was awesome.
Osmer.
And they got these young players that are looking awesome.
Billy Butler. And then they got the job done. And that one
will
always hurt.
And then they sucked right after.
Yeah.
And they have since then.
Those guys you mentioned, though, were veteran guys. Veteran bats.
All veterans.
Who's our veteran? Canna? Urshela?
Exactly. That'd be it. That's it right there.
When you're adding a veteran bat, you want a guy that's going to make the whole team better. And we talk about this. I've talked about this all the time. Like, that veteran bat, like the good veteran bat, will improve the younger bats around them.
Yeah, and we know.
It's just watching the veteran at each at bat, watching them in practice. Like, it makes a difference.
We sound like broken records right now.
I know.
But I will say this, and we can cap it here. If the division wasn't so bad, I could live with it.
But
when
it is.
The division's this bad, you need to expedite things a tad. And not only did they not expedite things, did they even get better? Like, really?
They
kind of just filled the holes with average guys. Like, I don't know. Are they really a better team than last year? Sure, another year experience with young guys. Sure, they're better. But how many more wins better? 2? Three?
And
they're a 500 team. They're going to be a 500 team this whole year again.
And you have a GM openly saying that your expectations are too high. Lower your expectations for this team.
Who's saying that?
We're not ready yet.
Scott Harris.
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, he said, yes, you did. He said that there are no expectations on this team. He said, well, I'm not putting that on those guys.
This is when we were 7-3, too.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just, he's like, I don't want to put expectations on these young guys. Is this a little league baseball team? Like, what? We pay them millions and they play a child's game, but there's no expectations in the worst division that baseball's ever created. I just thought that was laughable.
Look at the fan side of it, though. He's only been here, what, 2 years now? Is it two? Is this the second season? Okay. But look at the fan side of it. How long have we been waiting for a team? How long has it been? Is it 2012 when we were last time we made a World Series run?
Yeah,
they were still really good after that. 2016.
14, 15, yeah.
Okay. But still,
14 teams probably the best.
Right around
team
the same time the Red Wings stopped.
That's another 8 years. Like, we've been waiting for so long.
The playoffs 16,
8 years
too.
Ago. But, I mean, even the last 2-3 years weren't
and
shit.
We're one of the most loyal fan bases when it comes to baseball, too, because baseball's a dying breed, but we are one of the most loyal still. Even though we're... How bad we are, we're...
Detroit always is.
We will always be.
The Pistons still finished 15th in attendance this year. And that's not fake tickets. The NBA does their own thing. They still finished 15th. They finish above teams like Minnesota and... Not, there's a couple other decent
teams. The problem is...
But decent teams. Miami was another
one. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was horrible.
What is going on? If you guys watch all the games... I know you guys have watched all the games. There's been an unreal amount of errors in all these games. It's been weird to me.
Looks like Eddie's softball team made it to Minnesota.
Yeah. And Wenceslas just switched the outfield. He just switched outfield this year, too.
Oh, my God. Dude, the worst... All right, back to what we were talking about.
That's on Perez, though, because this is Meadows' ball.
I feel like he looked at him.
That's Meadows' fucking ball.
Last second,
it's always a center field ball.
Last second, he looked at him, too. That's what threw him off.
He controls the outfield, you idiot.
If the center fielder calls you off, he stopped running, too. If the center fielder calls you off, you get called off.
Just like shortstop and third base. Shortstop's taking the ball that's over the head.
All right, last thing we're going to talk about Tigers. This is it right here. The problem is the fans, we want it more than these guys upper. That's what it feels like to us as the fans. They don't want it as much as we do. And that's sad to say. It really is.
I always feel like that.
Look at the Dodgers. Look at the Yankees. You're telling me those guys aren't pushing their students. I know, but those are...
Everyone does that, though. You gotta look at other teams. Other teams that have...
Okay, the Rangers.
Success. Rangers are a great one.
What about the Rangers? Because they weren't good for a while, and they went out and just put all their cards out on the table. So pushed the chips all in.
They have the same thing, too. Josh Young coming up, Adolis Garcia coming up, just starting to butt into stars.
And what do they
do? Then you spend $300 million and get two of the best... hitters.
Veterans.
That big time veteran. Simeon's like fucking 32 right
and
now.
And it helps those young guys thrive.
Yeah, which they're draft hiring Wyatt Langford and he's protected. And he's.
They're hiring these guys that obviously they don't get to where they're at if they don't think they're smartest guy in the room. So when they get into this position, they continue to think that. They slow roll it. And they think their plan's going to work all the time. And a lot of times they don't.
Me and Matt talk about this all the time, but Sean... Listen, the fact that you have these young guys, these good young bats, but they need some guidance, right? So the Rangers, they signed some
Okay,
man.
We cannot go over this again, but we said it
We haven't
four
talked
times.
About it on here. We talk about it personally.
But we just said it four times, just now.
Sean really heard it, though. Guidance.
Yeah, about the veteran bat.
Yeah, we know.
Semien Seager, two great.
Yeah, I love Seager. Seager's one of my favorite players.
I want him.
I just don't think AJ Hinch also should be void of responsibility. There ain't no way he doesn't have probably the second most influence out of anybody in the organization on who they're bringing in. He wanted Baez. He got Baez.
I think he's the reason why we're actually where we are right now. Actually,
I know,
games.
But the roster itself, he's still.
I don't think he has a play in that. I don't think he really has that much of a say.
Dude, they've said it. Publicly, okay. Right. That they collaborate right. Constantly.
Arrest
him
my case
and AJ.
Then. Okay, fair enough. All right, there's your Tigers for you. Folks.
All right, take a quick break, and we got some juicy coming up for you.
All right,
and let's go right into it.
Juicy J.
Ooh, that sounded cool. Watch here again.
There it is, folks.
My dream is finally come true.
It is 4:20 Eve.
Pass the torch, baby.
Oh my God, it is. It
sure is. All right, so we are doing a little NHL NBA playoff draft. We are combining on point system. For each team that you get right in round one, it's 1 point. Second round, 2 points. Third round, 3 points. Fourth championship will be worth 5. And in order to pick the draft order, it'll either be these two. I will forfeit my thing since I had fun kind of doing this earlier. It's a little trivia. So, Eddie, one or two? You'll answer the first question. One or two?
Give me the first one.
Okay, around the leagues. And by the way, the highest answer is always right, so you always want to guess what's higher. As in, like, all right, so.
Okay.
Bobby Witt Jr.'s hits per game, Or Durant, Kevin Durant's blocks per game.
That is fucking awesome.
That's wits.
Huh?
Wits all day.
Yes, 1.316. Durant's 1.213.
He's been killing it. That's
1-0. All right, so number two. That means...
That makes perfect sense. Oh, that's a great question.
Thanks to fantasy, I knew that.
That is a great
question. Okay. So, Buckley, you get number two then. I'm not trying. I will let you guys pick which answer, which ones to go with, so you guys don't think I'm giving you the harder one over any.
Remember, it's which one's
higher. So, number two. Austin Matthews points per game or SG Alexander's steals per game?
Oh, God, another great one.
Damn, I don't even know Austin Matthews.
You don't know Austin Matthews? He just had 69 goals. It was the most in years.
Oh, hockey. I was thinking basketball. Okay. No. Nope.
Oh, points per game. Yeah.
Isn't in hockey like a point per game?
That's assist. That's a goal.
I understand. Yeah. What you're getting
on. I shouldn't have just told you how many goals he had.
I'm going to go with... I already knew that he had a record-breaking amount of goals, dude. That'd be living under a rock.
So how many assists?
It's Shea, though. It's Shea, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Shea.
Yep, 1.4. Austin Matthews, 1.321.
Wow, that close. I knew Shea had like the most steals per game for OKC.
Okay, all right, so Buckley, you're up first this time. Three or four? This one's player versus team. Three versus four?
Four.
Four. All right. Man, you picked the one with another hockey one in there. Gunnar Henderson's slugging percentage currently. And by the way, this is all in the morning, so I didn't count today's stats.
Or slugging percentage.
Or the wings point percentage with Dylan Larkin. So.
Gunnar Henderson's really young. I'll go with the wings point percentage.
Wrong.
Damn, good. 6'10". Damn, Gunnar Henderson's slugging percentage, 603.
That's a boy.
All right. Eddie, you're
Jesus,
up.
Those are incredibly close.
Acuna Jr. OBP or the Pistons field goal percentage?
These are brilliant. God, that's awesome. What were you doing?
Give me Acuna.
Wrong.
Really?
Pistons field goal percentage 40.9. Acuna 400.
Wow.
Acuna's on base is 400.
Currently, yeah. That's, it's not even first in the league.
That's mind blowing, dude.
So Buckley up 2-1.
Holy shit. I would have guessed the Pistons. Oh, wait, the Pistons was.
He's up 2-1.
9.9%.
Oh, I would have
guessed. You're going best of seven still, or something?
I got four questions each, and then hopefully there's not a tie because I love my tiebreaker question, but I didn't do the research.
I love this. Keep going.
Okay, so Eddie, five or six?
Give me six.
All right, this is past, present, and fantasy. Sadiq Bey, 3-point percentage. Or Matt Chapman OBP in 2021.
Oh, wrong. Shit, I don't watch enough
basketball.
Me too.
Can you put that
this
out there?
Sadiq Bey, though.
3-point percentage. That's this year.
One. I haven't watched enough basketball this year. NBA specifically. Chapman, I don't think he's doing that well. Oh, he did good that. I don't know. That's a couple of years ago.
You gotta answer it something.
Give me Chapman.
Wrong.
I knew it. Wow.
Sadiq Bey, 31.6%. Matt Chapman, 314.
Wow.
Very close.
Very close, but I still.
All right, Buckley, you get five.
Do it.
I need you to miss this one.
Paredes batting average or the percentage of at bats Javi Baez has struck out?
Where are you getting these? It's
impressive. My brain.
These are good questions. Great questions, Sean.
Fantastic. Paredes batting average or Javi percentage of strikeouts?
Well, you know, Buckley was trying to replace me, so I had to come back with some type of thing to prove that I belong.
Dude.
Paredes, this is what you're best at, though, is this kind of shit. I could never do this.
This
Paredes
needs to be a segment every
doesn't
week.
Doesn't have a great... Dude, it's got to be fucking Paredes.
Bias.
Damn, I thought you might be like, oh, well, maybe since he had a Bias case. Yes, 273, that's Bias 25.86. Well, Buckley just wrapped it up, I think, with 3-1.
That's
but do you want to do the
four? I want the other questions.
Okay,
right?
Buckley,
let's
7 or 8?
7
or 8?
Give me 8.
Okay, so this one was going to be either a 1-pointer or a 2-pointer.
Another error. It's just insane.
So this one's either a 1-pointer or a 2-pointer.
How?
If You'll see. There's three things that involved in it. Right. If you get them in order, you get 2 points. If you just get the highest one, that's 1 point. All right. What's 7 or 8?
8.
All right. Augustine's save percentage, goalie. He was a Michigan State Wings prospect for Michigan State.
Where does he play?
He's a Red Wings prospect, played at Michigan State.
So he's one of the best.
No, he just capped off the season with Michigan State.
He's not even drafted.
They had a good season.
Tobias Harris, free throw percentage, his career best free throw percentage, which was in 2021.
So save percentage versus free throw percentage?
Or Pete Alonso's OPS currently. So which one's highest, and then can you put them in order for the 2 points?
Is it save percentage for the goalie, right?
See, yeah. I wouldn't even know the average of save percentage.
Then wait, what was the second one?
Tobias Harris, career best, which was 2021 season free throw percentage.
Okay, give me...
Or Pete Alonso's OPS.
Current OPS?
Yes.
This year?
So, you know...
Give me the highest has got to be the save percentage, the best percentage.
Okay.
And then it's got to go Tobias and Alonso.
You got the last. So you get 1 point because the save percentage was first, but then it went Alonso at 905, Tobias Harris, 0.892. Save percentage was 0.918.
Jeez, Pete Alonso's a 905 OPS?
Yeah.
You shouldn't know that. He's on your fantasy.
I know, but he's...
I mean, fact check me so I know I'm not... Because that would ruin this if I'm
What's
all
an average
wrong.
Save percentage?
But like, if he
though.
Played today, it's going to be a little different.
What's an average save percentage?
Okay, Eddie, you get this one.
Ready, yeah.
All right. So, Wings goalie prospect for the Griffins, Kosa this year, is goals against average 2.41. Scooble ERA 2.41. Oh my god, I just read them. That was my favorite question, too.
I didn't hear the second one.
Okay,
so
it really
doesn't matter.
Kosa, goals against average, Scooble ERA, or Luke Kennard's threes per game.
I'm going high to low.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat them one more time, please.
Luke Kosa, goals against average, mm-hmm. Scooble ERA, Kennard threes per game.
I'm gonna start bottom. I'm gonna go Kennard at the bottom. Then I'm gonna go goals per game for the second one, and then the other one's Scooble.
Nailed it, but I did mention it. Luke Kennard's high.
The first one though.
What Scooble's ERA?
2.28.
It went up last game.
No, those were all unearned runs. All four of those were unearned runs.
Yeah, but they don't help them much.
All right,
so Buckley, hold on. Yeah.
That gave me 2 points, though, didn't it?
No, yeah, it did.
I'm still down.
But yeah, he capped it because he still got 1 point.
Yeah.
All right, so Buckley, you get first, or you get to pick the draft order, and you also did for the NCAA.
Before we move on, though, we need to make that segment every week. Every time.
I second that. You got to do that, and we'll compete for.
I love it. That is awesome.
If you can do what you did that at work, I assume.
Oh yeah, like on breaks.
Can we make that a segment?
I agree.
Like I think that's.
Let's try. I don't know about weekly.
That is so okay. Well, once in a while at least. That is so creative. Those comparisons and their clothes. That was crazy. That blew my mind. I didn't want to go, oh my god, that's great while we're fucking doing it, but that was impressive.
Okay.
All right, well, then I'll save my tiebreaker. That'll be a question next week or next time.
All right, I get.
You want to hop right in, take a break? What do we got?
Take a quick break. I can use a pee.
All right. All right. Buckley, start us off first.
Interesting
pick.
Concept. We explained what is what already?
Yeah, we are doing a draft of. We're doing the NHL first, I guess.
No,
I would have liked the mix, but...
No, we're mixing, you said.
Let's do it. Yeah, mix.
Okay, I need to explain why I'm taking first tier.
Okay.
Real quick, and we're mixing. I'm taking Boston, first of all, the Celtics. I'm going to tell you why. They have a cakewalk to the NBA Finals. The Eastern Conference, and we're just saying off air how much NBA I watch. The Eastern Conference is abnormally weak this year. Giannis is not healthy. The whole conference is weak. Celtics have a historically good record. I don't think there's any scenario where they go even past a 5-game series in the East. So I think it'll be... And whoever they play in the West, it's going to be tough. But I almost feel like Boston is a lock to make the finals, which will earn me points in this juncture.
All right, that was too long of an explanation.
No, it wasn't.
Hockey, I'm doing that. Go ahead.
No, and you didn't pick an order. Who do you want going second?
Well, I thought...
You keep forgetting, so Sean.
All right.
Such a jerk.
Well... You know, I'm not going to take the other number one seed in the NBA because you said you're nervous about the young OKC team, so I will stay away, and I trust your opinion. So I'm going to take the team I bet on to make the Stanley Cup Finals earlier this year, which is Dallas. They're a deep, complete team. Wow. I hate Joe Pavelski, so, you know, when he played on the Sharks, but... He is good, and that team has some good players. Ottinger and Nett. I'll take that. Dallas Stars.
What seed are
they? They're the number one.
Those are the two number one seeds?
Well, there's four number one seeds, so you can get the Panthers or OKC.
Okay, I don't know how it works.
Who do you want? He's got two, right?
Yeah.
Eddie, I'll mark them for you.
We're just doing...
Shit, you already
We're just doing hockey, right?
No, I'm orange.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Oh, we're doing both?
We're doing both,
yep. Mix and match.
What do you want? You got two. You can do two from the same
Celtics,
sport.
You jerk.
Dude, Celtics are the easiest.
Well, yeah.
That's why I wanted the first pick, honestly.
I'm sorry, but honestly, I thought we were doing NHL.
Go quick.
Then
no,
NBA.
It's fine.
You give a whole explanation and you rush me.
At least this is crap.
This is crap.
No, you didn't mess up a second time when you gave up the first pick in the NCAA tournament and you gave me UConn.
Okay,
well,
well, I'm waiting for him to pick, right, so
fine.
I can't just talk.
Yeah, give me Rangers.
But I have an explanation for that.
Give me Rangers. Hockey.
Where are they?
Ooh, the President's Trophy curse.
And that's one in fucking the last 30 fucking years where the best team actually won it all. That's why. Just so you know.
I thought
Go ahead, you got another one.
No, I don't. I'm in the middle. Oh, I'm last.
Third, yeah.
I'm last, okay. Give me...
Oh, that was a shitty, my bad.
Dude, this is so hard. Give me Nuggets.
Good pick.
Okay, back to me.
No. Oh, yeah, just snake draft.
Snake draft. Eddie, just lean over, Buck, so we're not passing this back and forth. I will go...
You guys mark it for me.
Yeah, I got you.
You marked it green, though.
You are green, I'm orange, he's blue.
Okay, honest question. When will Giannis will be back later in the series against a good young Indiana Pacers team. Who do I want to take second? This is tough, guys.
Quick, we got
this is the biggest topic of the... I'll go with the Florida Panthers, the other number one. I can't pass up on taking this.
I was going to say, go with your strengths, John.
That's who I was going to take.
Go with what you're best at,
for
right?
Sure.
I know, but I got to get in the NBA soon. Oh, yeah.
You really don't have to. It's not a rule.
So now I go back to back.
Yes.
All right. Hold on. I got to pull up my things. Yeah, my boy.
Come on, let's
go. Me and my boys.
What are you doing?
Oh, wait. The Canucks are one team?
Yeah. In the West. And they are... Because they're number two. Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
I'm taking Boston with them. I'll take the Bruins. And I'm going to go NBA over here. But I don't like any of those picks right now.
Real quick, should we make sure we have both 5-5? Is that what we need to do?
Give me...
We will, yeah.
Is that what we...
We're going to have 10 teams each.
10 teams each. You can pick. You can have more on one side of the bracket.
Okay, and that was an honest question.
All right, give me the Suns. They're too talented.
Damn you. That was... See, that's what I get.
Back to me, right?
Honestly. No, it's my turn. I'm always in the middle.
Oh, yeah, you're in the middle. Middleman.
Wow, I do not like you.
He is a middleman,
huh?
You're really going to take Phoenix? Or are you bullshitting me?
Take the Canadians.
You were going to take the Suns.
No,
Sean,
the Canadians. Yeah, I was going to take
Canucks?
The Suns.
What are the
Canadians
Canucks?
Aren't in the thing.
What are the Canucks?
All right, I'll go OKC now. I'll take him with my third pick. I wasn't willing to take him with my one pick, but I'll go.
All right, Ed, you got two, bud.
I do like SGA. I don't watch much, but one player that has caught my attention throughout the year.
Back to the Tigers. I don't know.
This is more a strategy thing.
Do it up.
Because this first round's going to be rough. Give me the big boys. Give me the Lakers.
Not a bad pick. You Never can go wrong picking teams with superstars.
But we'll against each other the first round, but...
You're up again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I guess, okay. That's fine, though. Whatever, dude.
You're guaranteed a point.
Yeah.
Did you guys already take Carolina? Give me Carolina in hockey.
Yep, they're the favorites.
Where are they? Didn't someone already take them?
Hurricanes.
Oh. They're the favorites of the two seed?
Yeah. Oddly. I guess.
I was Sean White.
We haven't gotten deep enough to where it affected anything, but this is the one seed versus wild card one, and then the other one seed versus wild card two. So that means they're technically the one seed who's playing wild card
two. We had
and
no
then they're two and three in the division. They're two. Boston and Leafs are playing.
All right, I got two right.
Yep, no, my turn.
You're looking at non-hockey guys over here. We have no clue about that.
You know what? Sorry about that. Same as you guys, can't pass up a team with superstars who has championship experience. I'll take the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I think if they do get by Florida, watch out. So I guess that's my handcuff.
I don't know a single player on this team, but they're a one seed, so I'll take the Canucks.
Oh, you just messed up.
I don't know one.
Quinn Hughes, Michigan boy.
And then I bet on them all year. It looks like they'll be healthy.
Pettersson.
So I'll take my Clippers.
They were young. They weren't supposed to be good at all, and they just out of nowhere came out and shocked the world. Well, shocked the NHL world.
Clippers, shocked the world. Clippers, I think you got two superstars, and James Harden has gelled with them really well this year. Tough first round matchup, but that's one of the best teams.
I mean, they really
are one of the best teams.
We're doing this before the play-ins are done. Do you guys realize that?
Who cares though?
Okay, all right.
We have a New Orleans / Sacramento. Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. I was just.
So did you pick your two?
Yeah, I got.
I'll take the Bucks. Give me Giannis. They should be able to get through.
Did
my hope.
Did you really spell it like the Tampa Bay Bucks, you Jew?
Yeah, I did. I guess. I mean. I was abbreviating some of them.
Who's ABS?
Avs, Colorado.
Colorado Avalanche.
All right, give me Dallas.
You already picked.
Give me the Mavs.
Oh, the Mavs. Oh, no.
That's my sleeper.
Yeah, I didn't stay very consistent, huh?
That is an electric first-round matchup in NBA. It really is. That is, like, one of the best. I will be locked in for every game.
Give me the best duo in hockey. Sean, who is that? You know who it is.
Oh, Oilers.
Absolutely.
McDavid, Draisaitl. And Hyman. Don't forget Hyman, man. You know what I didn't? You don't see it much in hockey. They sat all three of those players in the last game against the Avs. The Avs just took it to them.
Right,
I will take. I got two and three.
You got two more hockey, three more basketball.
Oh, yeah, because we are doing only four.
Oh, no, he said it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it definitely should matter. Five each.
Matcha doesn't
or
matter.
Or 10
so
each. Or, yeah, five each. Of each. Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what I mean, that would.
We got to agree on something right now. Should we have 5-5 or does it matter?
I think that would be the most. Yeah.
Well, I got 3-2. So.
Yeah,
and
so do I.
Well, I would have picked differently knowing that, though, for sure. But that's fine. Let's go.
Poor baby.
Oh, all right, I'll take the Kings. Fuck. I'm not picking any Canadian team.
Love your Kings.
With no wings.
You're talking about the LA Kings.
Listen,
right?
This is so sad that the Wings aren't into that or in this playoff.
You took Kings hockey, right?
Yeah.
Sean loves his Kings. I know that.
Whose turn is that?
It's you now. You get two.
All right. Give me the fucking. Who's on the Islanders? That's cool. Anybody?
Fucking.
That's Valenti's team. Just do it.
Brock Nelson.
And Toronto just means more. I'll go with the Leafs.
What the fuck is there? I don't know. Like, really
you
good.
Said it's about the island. I'm going to take the Leafs.
Give me the Sixers.
I like trees. I like trees, so I'm going to take the Leafs.
Me, I need.
I do like me a good old tree, New Zealand.
I'll go Minnesota Timberwolves. Because they're a team I've made money on this season. Which not many teams I could say that about.
They're a very good regular season team.
Alright, I'll go Avalanche. Let me get the Avalanche.
I'm sorry. Abs. Alright, Abs.
Nathan McKinnon's so good. Ratnan.
Abs.
Mishkirkin or whatever the fuck his name is.
The Sixers matched up with the Kings, is that what I see?
Knicks.
That's
the six. I already got some Sixers. Oh. They matched up the Knicks.
Okay.
Yes. No,
I'm glad you can read Buckley.
All right,
no,
so you already.
All
right, so you already got the Kings. I'm sorry.
You got those Kings. These Kings will be winning this game.
Sure hope so. Yeah, we need to get back there soon.
Cole Keith, the first and third two runs.
Oh, sorry. Come on, record an RBI, baby.
I'm struggling to see these. Fuck.
Why are two blind people?
Sorry, you can't.
They're both blind.
Who's the 8 seed?
At least I did something about it.
We don't know the 8 seed on the other side?
Real quick. Damn it.
Who's the 8 seed on the other side, Duke?
We don't have it because we had to get rid of two teams. It's the Heat, and
okay.
They don't have Jimmy
Butler.
We're
not using this, okay.
What you see is what you get, baby.
Give me the second round.
Don't mind that at all.
It's either one, though, right? Please?
Is that what you're saying? Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Go to the Sacramento game.
All right, well, it's my turn. You go to it. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll take my last hockey team with the Predators. Philip Forsberg. Saros in net. The Goose is loose. You know who that is? Remember that from the Wings, Gustav Nyquist? The Goose is loose.
I do, yeah. Does he still play on the Wings? He doesn't.
No, he plays on the Predators. Nice. Who I just picked.
The last picks.
Two.
How many do you have, Matt?
I have four.
I have all
six.
Of my NHL teams done.
I need one.
I have
NHL
seven.
Team. You have seven?
Yeah, I have four NBA and three.
You sure?
I mean,
One, two, three.
Two, three, four.
Six, seven.
Yeah, so you get eight and nine.
You
now.
Get two here.
Yep, I gotta get two more hockey teams, damn it. So I literally have...
There's really not enough, though.
No, there is.
I need one more hockey team.
Yeah.
Sean's done with hockey.
Vegas is still in it. Islanders,
I have to
Jets.
Take two of these three.
Okay.
But not yet, I don't.
Yeah, Sean's done with hockey.
I'm the last basketball team.
You got your vibration.
No, I'm not. Give me... Just means more in Winnipeg. It's Canada. Give me Winnipeg.
Connor Hellebuck.
And then I'm
Michigan native.
I'm going to take the fucking Cavs. They're playing to shake up their whole organization if they don't win. So I took.
So Sean has to pick NBA, right?
Yes, I do. I guess, you know. Give me the 2 seed, Knicks.
I'll take Vegas for my last one.
No, Julius Randle. All right. Sean?
You only have one guess choice. Sure, I get a point in the NBA by taking the Pacers.
Hey,
no one's taking the Wagner brothers.
Yeah, go hockey, right? Yeah. You ended up with the Islanders, anyways.
Yeah. Who's got Magic?
I think we're done, aren't we?
Is that Eddie?
I got five.
I guess if you was that the last pick, if
I got 10.
No, because
I no, you don't. You have 9.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry,
Magic.
Okay. I thought I was done in the NBA.
Now it's done.
Sean, you got 10.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I thought I.
Wow, I won for sure, obviously.
I think you did it.
Oh, I thought that was green. That's where I screwed up.
My NBA picks are lethal, though.
One of these two are the winners.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I did want the Suns because I love Devin Booker. But what are you going to do? I thought, you know, I was just
Lakers
looking at it. 6 seed, maybe it'll slip over somebody, but.
There's 6.
All right, so Sean, tell them the point system. How does the point system work?
I already explained that before we even did the trivia.
You?
Yeah,
okay.
We're good.
All right,
take a break, then let's talk about how that fucking Red Wings season ended.
Ugh.
2016, last time Tigers were relevant. 2008 is the Detroit Pistons' last playoff win. Up until this year, Detroit Lions haven't done anything since the 90s. Red Wings had their long streak since 2016. Was set up for them right in the Iser Plan's 5th year. And no, and an epic collapse in the last 5 weeks, right? We can say the word collapse, mm-hmm. I would say so, in the last 5 weeks. They won their last 2 games and still couldn't get in because they didn't control their own destiny. But 3. Another year of no playoff hockey. 9 straight years, or 8 straight years. It's disappointing. And I'm not even a diehard Wings fan, but man, I was ready for some playoff hockey. Eddie, not really a diehard Wings fan. Again, we've both fully admitted we're fair weather, we'll watch when they're good.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did this year. But we do have the chill part of the show, who is not a fair weather fan. He's looking at fucking games that are on Friday night when it's Tuesday.
Let me be short and sweet. And
no, go for
give
it.
Give Sean the floor because... I watched that last game they played.
Oh, I still have an opinion. I'm not done.
Oh, well, I know.
I certainly have an opinion.
I'll be quick about it because you know what? I watched the last few games, and They needed the Caps to lose. Well, okay, so we're watching the game, right? We make he gets a slap shot at the end of the regulation, ties it up. We go in overtime. After the commercial, come back and the Caps get an empty netter. That was so deflating for me, not being a hockey fan even. Just being emotionally invested because it is the Wings and it's Detroit.
Dude,
right?
It's Detroit. You're allowed to care when they're there.
But like, not being a hockey fan, we watch.
As long as you admit it, like you're not, yeah. You're allowed to. You just can't fake it.
I'm more invested in other sports, but when it comes to Detroit, it's Detroit. So like, that was just deflating for a non-hockey fan myself.
Oh, nice.
I can't
Parker Meadows.
Yes, he said yes. Sorry, continue, Eddie. Tiring going on top.
No, fair enough.
It's exciting.
Yeah, sorry for cutting you off.
But how deflating it was for a non-hockey fan than to think what an actual hockey fan, a diehard Wings fan.
And that's where my mind goes.
I can't even imagine what Sean was going through or someone in his shoes.
And let me get my opinion off, which will be quick, and then because I want to hear yours, I'll ask you a question at the end. Number one, what you just said, totally on point.
Mm-hmm.
I was really sad they didn't make it. Like, it bothered me for a couple days. And then I think, oh my God, like Sean and Alec are really diehard.
It was a roller coaster, was it not?
And I'm thinking, man, and then I put myself in that position. If that was the Pistons in that situation, they really missed out, I would be devastated. And I'm sure they are in their own ways. Anyways, my opinion on it, quick. Any sport, any pro sport where you finished 5 years and you don't even have a playoff appearance and half the teams make it, so you basically just have to be average. I think it's a disappointment. Would I ever get rid of Steve Yzerman? Do I not believe in him? No and no. But I don't see how you can say any other thing than a disappointing 5-year run so far. For someone who, nope, you don't get to, you say you're done. Who supposedly was supposed to save the town, not in the playoff appearance in 5 years, bothers me. I think it's a disappointment so far. Sorry, Sean, go, you go.
No, I mean, yes, there we go. You guys absolutely nailed it. I mean, everything you guys said, I agree with. And I'm not really going to dive deep into Steve Yzerman. I'll just say, I don't know. Who else are we going to get? I mean.
No.
I know. But there are people out there saying, let's fire him. I don't think it's any. I don't want anyone to replace him. So I'm going to stick with him for now. But it's absolutely disappointing. And Eddie, you asked, like, what does it feel like? I compare it to the Cowboys game for the Lions when you get that immediate like, oh my God, we did it,
mm-hmm.
And then ripped away.
Hard
the Flyers
out.
Lose.
Yep.
And that's the flag. And that's like, it was heartbreaking at that time. It was like, oh man, there goes our number one seed shot. And like, so that's how it felt for me. And just awful. And it's a disappointment of the season. They made the last few games fun. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. They were great games, great comebacks. They won, I think, the last three. And
they
got points in the last four.
Wild.
No. They were wild.
At the end. They really were.
And so, like, I had a great time. But the problem is the fun was supposed to start now. It wasn't supposed to be at the end of the season. When we had that lead,
nine-point lead.
Back in February.
And you blunder
change,
it.
Right?
Yeah, and you blunder it. And, like, we weren't fighting to get in. We were fighting to save, like, salvage the position we were in. And, like, it might not be a disappointment if we were struggling. Larkin got hurt. We had injuries throughout the whole season. And then at the end of the season, we get healthy and we make that one last push, kind of like what
Bang.
Pittsburgh did. And we
right
almost,
there.
But it's the fact that we blew the lead. We had it. And we talk about the depth on this team. I've mentioned it on this podcast. I remember the podcast. It was when we watched pretty much the start of the demise when we lost 4-0 to Phoenix or Arizona Coyotes,
yeah.
And when with Carney on. Oh my God, I didn't even say a word that fucking podcast because I was so depressed watching that. And what it started, well, it didn't start at all, but the two games before that, we lost to really good teams. You lost to
that. That was
a
one of your ops, right?
It was Arizona.
Yeah.
And we talked about Yeah. We talk about, you know, I talked about the depth. And where? You have no one to replace Lark. Like, obviously, isn't it? You can't, like, replace him, but you should be able to fucking go 500. Yeah, with that. Someone's got to step up, and we had no one. I mean, they look lost without him.
Did and that, that kind of make you rethink that? The depth?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I mean, like, and I said when we first got Kane, like, he's not going to be that number one guy. He's going to be the guy who's going to help put pucks in the back of the net. And... And I think he was better than what we signed him to be, in my opinion, for the price that we signed him.
By far, he, right?
Almost a point per game player, 47 points in 50 games. Right. But, I mean, he couldn't carry us. He and DeBrincat went ice cold towards the end of the year.
I think that's what the biggest thing was. He was hot but the first 20 games.
And it's absolutely heartbreaking. You mentioned how many years that we've been out of the playoffs. We grew up spoiled, but I mean, hockey was my first love. The Red Wings were my first sports love. And I, you know, I was bathed in championships, you know, for three years.
My dad had all the
VHSs that you could watch, like, the replay. So, like, that's what, and then 2008, 8 years old, impressionable years, another championship. And then 2008, win another one. I heard this comparison. I was pissed because I thought of it before, but I'm Valeni, like a Yankees fan. That's how I think of this. And so this 8-year drive, obviously we haven't been as competitive as the Yankees in the last few years, but that's how I grew up. And you might say, oh, well, that's, you know, Yankees. Since in our lifetime, Yankees 5 championships, Wings 4, last one for the Yankees 09, last one for the Wings 08, and they made it in 09 and lost to the Penguins. Oh, it is depressing. I'll tell you that. I am absolutely disappointed. I was starving for playoff hockey because you get in, you just get in. Like, I wouldn't have cared everywhere if we would have just gotten in and saved that spot because we weren't going to do any better than a wild card anyways. If you would have made up for the mistake, but you didn't, you fell short.
What's funny, real quick, and then he goes, well, I don't have that much on it, but, and then that. I love it, though. No, that's real passion, though. Nothing that you or I could ever match with that.
That's why we saved you for last, because we know your passion for hockey.
The best point in there, just to I listen every word, is I don't care what your playoff expectations or chances were before the season started. When you have a 9-point cushion, your expectations change. And then he piggybacked on another great point saying that if the injuries are happening and Larkin, you're struggling to stay afloat, then you make this late push to almost make it. Mm-hmm. But you went the opposite direction. You blew it so bad that you had to try to just stay relevant pretty much at the end there.
Absolutely.
It's heartbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
And I just put it in the realm of the Pistons because that's the only thing I can really compare it to. And obviously we have nothing. I just know how much I care.
In the trivia, I mentioned our two goalie prospects. You're not going to see them for another couple of years.
Hockey's
not as
long.
Like
do
our starter, starter
do
maybe.
Do they need to sign a veteran goalie?
It's so hard. Stevie said he wasn't, but he's like Kenny Cobb made the point. He said stuff like that, like, oh, we might not need, and then he signs DeBrincat, or he's, you know, what do you call it?
Traded.
No.
Cop.
Stuff that people say that in press conferences to,
Coach,
you know. Yeah, pretty much. I don't believe it, but you never know. We'll see. I don't know. They're expensive. So.
I got two things off of you guys with what you guys just said because they're all great points. First off, are the Wings the one team in Detroit that actually had a dynasty back then? Did they have a dynasty going?
I mean, it depends on your definition.
Or
three
they were at least the closest to a dynasty.
3 and 5 years.
They were the closest, right?
Yeah, that's definitely.
And then you capped another one off. Yeah.
So that's why it hurts even more, right? Because we're used to it. You were spoiled.
And you're competitive the whole time. That's a dynasty.
Yeah, and they went 22 years playoff.
Yeah,
but or something. 25,
right?
I would say if anything, you'd have to stop it after 09.
Yeah.
When they lost and they got dethroned by Sidney Crosby, fucking guy.
That's why we're called a hockey town, right?
We were.
Yeah. And it sucks.
Can't go 8 years without making the playoffs. It's depressing.
But off of your Yzerman comments, okay, right? You mentioned Yzerman. Nice play. It's not always about the GM. The GM can put the right players in position. Sometimes it's the coach that guides
but
them.
But he also picks the coach.
True.
Okay, based on what his philosophy is of the team.
Great point.
But he's like, the coach's boss. He's not going to pick a coach that doesn't agree with his philosophy.
And it is his fifth year, so I get what you're saying, but... So I feel like but he doesn't tell the coach where to put these guys, what to do in situations. Like
yeah,
I don't know.
He
hockey,
pretty much has a good
hockey
feel
coaches,
for what he's gonna do.
Hockey coaches don't last that long.
Not
so
at
we'll
all.
See. We'll see what he does with Lalonde.
Well,
I won't be mad.
Said he's staying.
Oh, they did. I see. I don't.
Steve
they
spoke said today. Steve said
I heard some of
he's not in the conversation.
Right. Well, there we go.
He's not leaving. You're stuck with Lalonde. I also have another issue, though. Like, Lucas Raymond, I know he had some sexy-ass goals here at the end of the season. It was awesome. He's super young. But
great
he finished,
season.
Like, 50th in total goals scored.
At his age, though, that's...
I know, but it's still not anything to write home about, you know? You better hope he makes a big lead.
Was no, there are teams. They're like the...
Was he better than DeBrincat?
He's 22. He's got... And they've compared it... He's right on par, if you really want to, with Kucherov at his Kucherov's point
that.
In his career. So if you really want to do that, he's got a lot of time left. And a lot of teams don't have, well, I guess 50th, that is down there. But
here's my
a lot of it's like top heavy. That is where the depth scoring is. And that is a true for the Wings. They spread it out. You don't see the, McKinnon and McDavid are out of this world with in like the 140s. But even like the Panarins and Pastrnaks, like we don't have. Yeah, we definitely don't have one of those currently.
Here's my thing with players like Lucas Raymond and even players in the NBA. We're about to have to sign him right to an extension.
Yeah.
It bothers me to sign guys to big extensions before they're like established, like gonna be for sure stars.
Yeah, you see it. A lot of MLB, too. Like Cole Keefe. I mean, shit.
Well, what are the
yeah,
wings?
Those ones are crazy. But the MLB, the money.
What are the wings salary cap wise? Are they like below average like all our other teams, it feels like?
Is the salary cap real in the NHL?
I mean, there's
it's
teams
more
that
real
have
than baseball.
Fooled it, but.
Baseball doesn't have one, so
exactly.
It's definitely more real.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you guys got anything else?
Yeah, take a break from Wings. And
we got more.
Yeah, no, the Wings definitely fucking killed my whole mood. The NHL playoffs will not be the same. But what are you going to do?
We got the draft coming up, right?
Well,
that's what we're looking at.
For my team
has a path to the playoffs. My Detroit Pistons may never make the playoffs till I'm 80.
That's true. All
right.
So
if that.
No, let's end this with what position you guys want for the Detroit Lions to pick. Real fast, I'll take offensive lineman. What do you want, Matt?
Defensive back.
What do you want? He wants offense. He wants a receiver.
No, I don't. Offensive line or corner.
All right. There it is, folks.
Well, we will be reporting boots on the ground. You guys more than me. But boots on the ground, we will report back the following week.
Can't wait.
Should be pretty hype.
Sayonara, bitches.
Love y'all.